After many days, the king was really frustrated because Chandrarai was blissful the whole time. He was being tortured. He was being starved. So the king called him one day. Plus, the worst thing is he didn't even try to bribe the king to get out. He declared to the entire town that there will be the public execution of Chandrarai today. This was a big thing because he had a big name. So Chandrarai was dragged there, chains, thrown on the ground. And there was this destructive, gigantic elephant that killed many men that was brought out. This was a mad elephant with huge tusks. And they just enraged the elephant and sent him to trample on and stab to death with the tusk Chandrarai, who was just laying in the ground, tied up. So the elephant was just screaming and screaming and screaming, ran toward Chandrarai. Chandrarai was just humbly praying to Narottam Das Thakur, "I'm your property. I am your property, Gurudev. Whatever you want, please empower me to do." So as the elephant was coming, he pulled the elephant by the trunk. And the elephant trunk actually came right off, and the elephant fell to the ground dead. Right in front of everybody. The king was astonished. He invited Chandrarai to sit on his asan with him. He said, "How did you do that?" Chandrarai said, "I just prayed to my Gurudev and the power came to save my life. I didn't do anything. It's the grace of Gurudev that saved me. I could do nothing. I have given my life only to him. My guru is Narottam Das Thakur." He said, "Well, how is it that you were living in that torturous, horrible prison and you were always chanting God's name and you were so happy? How is that? And why didn't you try to even bribe me to get out?" He said, "Because I understood that all the sins and all the pain I caused by everybody, to everybody, this was just a very, very meager, insignificant token of my karma that was given to me just for my purification. And I was grateful. I was grateful that Krishna is just giving me a little purification through this. But the only pain I suffered was separation from my spiritual master, Narottam Das Thakur, who's my life, my soul, and my everything." The king was so charmed by Chandrarai's change of heart that he actually gave Chandrarai a turban of honor and offered him a procession to back wherever he went. Do you know where Chandrarai came? Right to Khetri Gram, where he told everything to Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, and they were astounded. Meanwhile, father of Chandrarai was very much, why didn't he come home? He went right to Khetri Gram. His father's family is waiting for him. So they came to Khetri Gram. And joining Narottam Das Thakur, they had wonderful kirtan and wonderful mahaprasad, wonderful Hari Katha. And the father asked, "Why did you come here and not come home or even send any note to us?" And Chandrarai said, "Why did you send that mystic yogi to give me a mantra? Why did you want me to offend my Gurudev by accepting a mantra from somebody else?" Father began to cry in shame and fell at his son's feet and begged forgiveness. They stayed for some days here worshipping the deities of Gauranga, having Harinam Kirtan, and hearing the katha of the great acharyas, and eating, honoring the incredible prasad of Khetri Gram. And then they were sent back to their village. Chandrarai was such a dacoit that all of his gang of dacoits became disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. There's an incident. Should I tell? There's an incident where another gang of dacoits, vicious, malicious dacoits, they heard about this, the change of Chandrarai. They couldn't believe it. How is this possible? Chandrarai has become a humble, gentle saint? They wanted to come to Khetri to see for themselves. So this ghastly gang of murderers came to Khetri. Whole gang of them. Not a very pleasant situation. And you know who greeted them? Chandrarai. Who was bowing down to them and giving them hospitality and very humble. Well, what is this? And he preached to them. And then they met Narottam Das Thakur and fell at his feet and begged, and he initiated the entire gang of dacoits. And these dacoits, they just went out preaching to all the other dacoits. Tens and thousands of dacoits were coming to Khetri to take initiation from Narottam Das Thakur. And they all became completely moral, ethical lovers of Krishna. The fame of Narottam Das Thakur was spreading in all directions. The son of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Bira Chandra, wanted to come to Khetri Gram to see this holy place and associate with Narottam Das Thakur. First he came to Yaji Gram, and there he met Srinivasacharya. At that time, Srinivasacharya, by the order of Narahari Sarakara of Sri Kanda, he had two wives, Draupadi Ishwari and Gaurangi Priya. He had three sons, three daughters. The three sons were Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, and Gita Govinda. And the three daughters, Hemalata Thakurani, Krishna Priya, and Kanchalata. The whole family, how they greeted and worshipped Bira Chandra, who is the very, very embodiment of ecstatic love of God, the son of Nityananda Prabhu. They had such wonderful, wonderful experience serving him in Yajigram. And then Srinivasacharya brought him to Khetri. This was a very, very glorious festival that was held in Khetri to welcome Bira Chandra. Santosh Dutt offered him everything he had. Bira Chandra traveled with the Govardhan Shila that was personally given to him by his father, Nityananda Prabhu. And he wouldn't eat anything that he did not offer to that Govardhan Shila. It was his worshipable object, worshipable Lord. So he offered the wonderful bhoga that was offered to Sri Giriraj along with the other deities. And in Khetri Gram, there was glorious kirtan. When Bira Chandra heard Narottam Das Thakur singing, he was overwhelmed with bliss. Everyone was dancing, dancing, dancing. And all the residents of Khetri Gram came from far and wide to see this most celebrated personality as he danced beautifully in the kirtan here in Kethari. One day, Sri Narottam Das Thakur, very grave mood, told many of his disciples who were here, King Narasingha, Rup Narayan, Hari Rama, Ramakrishna, Chandra Rai, and others, that they should go to their homes for some time and then come back. It was very difficult to bear the separation from their Guru Maharaj, but following his order, they left. At that time, Narottam Das Thakur spoke in a private place with Ramchandra Kaviraj. What they spoke, no one knows, but it was a very serious discussion. After that, Ramchandra Kaviraj went to Yajigram to meet his Guru Maharaj, and from there he went to Vrindavan. Sometime later, as Narottam Das Thakur was performing his worship here in Kethari, devastating news came upon him. After visiting Vrindavan, Ramchandra Kaviraj gave up his life. Hearing that his most intimate beloved disciple had left, Srinivasacharya was cast in such a deep ocean of separation that he gave up his life. When this news touched the heart of Narottam Thakur, he ran into a forest crying. It was at that time that he wrote the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas, Jaya Nilo Prema Dana. He was so overcome with grief that his leading disciples, King Narasingha, Chandra Rai, Hari Rama, Ramakrishna, Ganga Narayan Chakrabarti, they tried to somehow pacify him. But instead of pacified him, just by his seeing his miserable state in separation from the Vaishnavas, they all fell to the ground crying with the same pain of the broken hearts. He was inconsolable. He would spend days alone in the forest, simply crying. Would you like to hear? What were his prayers at this time? I'll tell you the prayers that he's going to recite a little later. After hearing about the demise or the disappearance of his dearest friends, five to seven days later, he brought his devotees to Gambila, the bank of the Ganga, And there he manifested a burning fever, a consuming fire within his body. The devotees tried all kinds of remedies, but nothing helped. Narottam Das Thakur ordered them, prepare my funeral pyre. This aggrieved their hearts. They prepared his funeral pyre. After speaking these words, prepare my funeral pyre, he became completely silent. For 3 days he did not speak a word. And then there was no symptoms of life in his body. With tears and broken hearts, they placed the great Narottam Das Thakur on top of the pyre, about to perform the last rites. At that time, envious Brahmins appeared and started blaspheming him. You see, this is the reaction for his sins. He's lowborn, he's disqualified, and he initiated Brahmins. Therefore, he offended the Vedic culture. And because of this sin, just see what a miserable death. Unable to speak for 3 days. Dying of a horrible fever. This is all the reactions of his deviation. When they were speaking these cruel, harsh words, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, instead of feeling anger toward them, he felt compassion toward them. He wanted to deliver them. He went to the pyre of Narottam Das Thakur. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti was weeping tears. He was praying, oh Guru Maharaj, don't let these Brahmins go to hell for their offenses against you. Please save them. Please save them. Hearing the compassionate words of Ganga Narayan, all of a sudden, in front of everybody's eyes, Narottam Das Thakur's body became effulgent. A celestial sacred thread appeared on his body. And he opened his eyes and sat up, radiating like the sun. At that time, the demigods showered flowers on Narottam Das Thakur. And he said to his devotees, let us return to Kethuri. They came back to Kethuri. But Thakur Narottam was deeply submersed in the feelings of separation. He prayed to the deities, O Gauranga, O Balabhikanta, please be merciful to this materialistic person. O Radha Krishna, O Radha Kanta, O Braj Mohan, please rid me from the agonies of this material world. O Radha Raman, I lie at your feet. Please bless me that I may always remember you in life and in death. From that point on, Narottam Das Thakur's only life was serving his deities. One day, he ran into the forest And he cried loudly. And here I will read what he cried. O Lord Gauranga Sundar, the moon of Navadvip. O Lord Nityananda, son of Padmavati. O Lord Advaita, the husband of Sita. O Lord Sri Pandit Gadadhar, the abode of love. O Lord Pandit Srivas, the ocean of mercy. O Lords Vakreshwar, Sri Murari, Haridas, Sri Swarup, Ramananda, Damodar, Sri Acharya Gopinath, Kashishwar, O Lords Vachaspati, Sarvaboma Bhattacharya, O Lords Suryadas, Goridas, O Pandit Jagadish, Suklambar, O Sri Govinda Ghosh, Das Gadadhar, O Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Mahashoy, O Mukunda, Madhava, Vasu Ghosh, Dhananjay, O Sri Jagadananda, Shankar Pandit, Sridhar, O Sri Mukunda, Narahari, O Sri Rupa Sanatan, Sri Bhugarbha, Lokanath, O Sri Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta, O Swarup Raghunath, O dwellers of Sri Radha Kund, O Sri Jiva Goswami, O all devotees of Lord Gaur and Nityananda, be merciful to me. I am at your feet. Do not neglect me because I am a sinner. Please fulfill my desires. With these prayers, his eyes began to shed continuous tears. He began to roll on the ground. He began to pray to Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Sri Radha Raman, Radha Vinod, and the Queen of Vrindavan. He also prayed to Lalita, Vishaka, Suchitra, Sri Champaklata, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Tungavidya, Induleka, and Sri Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Kasturi Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Manjulali, to help him to stay under the feet of Sri Radharani. He prayed to Sri Radha, O Sri Radharani, Krishna is yours. You are always engaged in his service. Please give me the chance of worshiping you both. I want to place you on a jeweled throne, and I shall fan you at that time. Being directed by the Sakis, I shall offer betel leaves to your moon-like mouths. Will any desires be fulfilled? It was at this time that he sang that beautiful song that we sang last night. Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishore. It was in this mood that Narottam Das Thakur composed and sung that beautiful song. Saying so, he sighed. Then he tried to remember the leelas of Gauranga with his associates in Nadia. Observing the restless state of mind of Thakur Mahashay, Sri Radha Ballabh, his disciple, became very anxious. In a choked voice, he lamented, O cruel is the providence to me. Where Srinivas has gone after giving me so much pain? I had Ramchandra, but he also had left me. I cannot bear a word from him any longer. Can I have him again in my life? My life has become futile. Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath, the merciful, and the Bhattas, be kind to me. Acharya Srinivas, whose servant is Ramchandra, can I have them again? Without observing their faces, my heart is getting pierced, just like a doe pierced by poisonous arrow. I kept some jewels hidden under my cloth. Who has stolen them? Why Narottam is suffering so much misery? In that state of separation, Ramakrishna and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti appeared to Narottam Das Thakur all the assemblies of Brahmins who blasphemed him when he was on the funeral pyre. They brought them in, and all the Brahmins fell at his lotus feet and surrendered their lives, begging to be his disciples. Out of kindness to these people who hated him, envied him, and tried to blaspheme him, even at the time of his apparent death, Narottam gave them shelter. And just for their sake, there was a wonderful festival here in Khetarigram with feasts of wonderful prasad, big, glorious kirtans of the holy name day and night. And during that festival, Narottam Das Thakur gave initiation and shelter to all of the Brahmins. After this festival, Srila Narottam Das Thakur dedicated his life to Lord Gauranga and the other deities of Khetri. Then he brought Ganganarayan Chakrabarti and a few of his very intimate associates to Pudari. There at the house of Govinda Chakrabarti, they had a festival of Harinam Sankirtan. The Lord then took his devotees to Gamvila. Narottam Das Thakur, with great reverence and affection, took a holy bath in the river Ganges. After his bath, he requested Ganganarayan Chakravarti and Ramakrishna to massage his body. As soon as they began to massage his body melted like milk into the water of the Ganga. In his ecstasy of love, his body melted and merged into the Ganga. Lord Chaitanya's body merged into Tota Gopinath. Nityananda Prabhu's body merged into Bankim Rai. Narottam Das Thakur's body merged into the river Ganga. As his devotees were massaging his body and seeing his body just melting in extraordinary prema into the Ganga, the Ganges waters became turbulent and the demigods showered incessant flowers upon that scene. The devotees were beside themselves with grief. They performed the last rites on the bank of the Ganga in Gamvila. With very sad hearts, they returned to Khetri to have a festival in the honor of his disappearance. All the devotees came. King Narasingha, Chandurai, Ganganarayan was there. Rupa Mali, so many devotees from all directions came to Khetri for this festival. Before the deities, they performed Sankirtan in honor of Narottam Das Thakur. They were feeling such deep pangs of separation. Before their eyes, they beheld Narottam Das Thakur appeared dancing with them. They were joyful. Narottam Das Thakur were smiling in ecstasy, lovingly glancing upon all the devotees, was dancing amongst them. Then he disappeared. Again, they were plunged in unbearable separation, unable to see his devotees suffering so much. Thakur Narottam again appeared to them and personally consoled each devotee, convincing them that he will always be with them. And then he returned to his beloved Lord's supreme abode. These are a few of the unlimited pastimes of the great Narottam Das Thakur. From this final lila, it is very much revealed that Narottam Das Thakur's eternal home is not only Vrindavan, but Khetri Gram. His pastimes in Khetri Gram are pastimes of love, compassion, and causeless mercy. It was from this holy place that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his own love and compassion to flood the world with bhakti. Our parampara is coming through Narottam Das Thakur. From Ganga Narayan Chakrabarti, was Krishna Sharan Chakrabarti, whose disciple was Radharaman Chakrabarti, whose disciple was Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, whose disciple was Baladev Vidyabhushan, and later on Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, and our beloved founder Acharya Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The current of love of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which flowed through Rupa Goswami, was manifested in a most unparalleled form of compassion through Narottam Das Thakur. And that flow of love has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. By his mercy we are here today. Yes, when Prabhupada would sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, we could hear in his tapes the sincere and deep emotion. And in his lectures and his books, when he would repeatedly quote Narottam Das Thakur, as he's quoting Shastra, he would quote from his songs. The whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta can be understood simply by the bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur. That is why these are the two books Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj always brought with him, because everything is there. How could we possibly deserve to be in this holy place? It is an unlimited good fortune. that can only be due to causeless mercy that we have come to worship the lotus feet of Narottam Das Thakur. Today we went to Premthali. What a holy place. The place Lord Gauranga deposited the love of his own heart. The place Nityananda Prabhu brought Narottam Das when he was 12 years old. And the place Narottam Das received that love and rolled under that tree on that bank in ecstatic emotion. And now we are in the place where he worshipped his deities, where he delivered, where he initiated Chandrarai, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, King Narasingha, Rupa Narayan, Hari Rama, Rama Krishna. This is the place that he gave them all his mercy. It is the place that Birachandra, the son of Nityananda, danced. It is the place that Janava Devi glanced upon Narottam Das with love, where she personally fed the Vaishnavas as the universal mother of the love. It is the place of such deep, loving kirtans that even Lord Gauranga and all of his associates from the spiritual world descended to dance here. It is a place where we have come today as humble beggars, humble beggars. Begging for one particle of one drop from that ocean of love that Narottam Das Thakur received from Lord Chaitanya. Begging that we can share that drop of love with the world. Note Thakur Narottam. Whatever he was given, he shared with everyone without discrimination. Prabhupada captured the essence of Narottam Das Thakur's mission. Whatever we have, we share it with the world. His Holiness Sripad Indrajumana Swami Maharaj is with us tonight. I have been studying this great personality for many years. His dedication is absolute. He has sold his head, his heart, and his life to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas. Following in the footsteps of Narottam Das Thakur and the beloved acharyas, he's given everything to give Krishna to others. Constantly traveling, constantly just giving, giving, giving. And the more he gives, the more he receives. So kind, so generous, so compassionate and humble. In Russia, there are thousands of people who see them as their Lord, their Master, their life. In America, wherever he goes, he just sets the temples on the fire of enthusiasm for bhakti. In Poland, it's historical. At the Woodstock Festival, he has an entire village that covers a vast quantity of the largest festival of the country, where he has literally hundreds and thousands of people dancing and chanting. I traveled with him for some time. Every day a different festival in a different place. And sometimes 3, 4, 5, 6,000 people, 10,000 people for each festival. Unbelievable. But it doesn't happen automatically. Great work, great sacrifice, great labor, giving of his life. He is supremely blessed by Srila Prabhupada. This is His Holiness Indrajumna Swami Maharaj. One of the true, intimate, loving associates of Srila Prabhupada. And because he has this selfless spirit of compassion to share that love of God with others, that is why he has such a deep love and appreciation for Narottam Das Thakur. Love is not something that is intellectually created. Love is something that descends by mercy and blessing into the heart. And he is a great inspiration for all of us. He captured Srila Prabhupada's not only teachings, but spirit. And thus we put our heads upon his lotus feet. Yes, from the story of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, we learned many, many things. The value of Krishna consciousness. He gave up being a king to live as a renunciate. He gave up the glorious pleasures of an entire kingdom to clean up for his guru. Even the urine and stool, considering that the greatest wealth. Yes, menial, humble, devotional service is the greatest wealth in all creation. Money, fame, prestige, power, even mystic cities or liberation itself are meaningless, valueless in comparison to the opportunity to serve a Vaishnava. That is what we learned from Thakur Narottam. Although a great scholar who had darshans of the Lord, still so humble, so respectful to all the Vaishnavas. No ego, no envy, no malice. What do we learn from here? What happened in Khetri? The incredible culture of Vaishnava relationships. There is simply nothing that can compare to it in the 14 worlds. The loving exchanges between the devotees. Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj were inseparable friends. Although Ramchandra Kaviraj was initiated by Srinivasacharya. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Shyamananda, their love, their respect, their united missionary spirit was so deep, although they had three different gurus, Hridai Chaitanya, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Lokanath Goswami. But they were all united in the spirit of the compassionate love of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. even Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, they had thousands of disciples. Thousands and thousands of disciples. But still, when a senior Vaishnav came, Achyutananda, Gauri Das Pandit, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Janava Devi, when any of these senior devotees came, they accepted the role of menial servant, worshiping these senior devotees, and they had all their disciples assisting them. There wasn't competition that I'm guru, I worship no one, I shouldn't let my disciples see me bowing down before another person. This is not Vaishnav culture. With tears in their eyes, they were begging for blessings, begging for mercy, begging for service, honoring, worshiping, doing menial things for these senior Vaishnavas, right in the presence of their disciples, and their disciples were assisting them. And everyone was happy, ecstatic, because they were bound by the spirit of spiritual love. The affection of these devotees, how deep. They couldn't even live without each other. That is what we learn from Kethari. Krishna consciousness means this, where the association of devotees is so deep, based on loving relationships, on service to one another. No greed, no prestige, no competition on the egoistic platform, where there's a trace of bhakti. All of these impediments are obliterated. This is the culture that we must establish, because it is Vaishnav culture. Their deep attachment to the chanting of the holy names. It was like the thread that tied all of their hearts together. Sankirtan. Flooding the world with Sankirtan. And the preaching spirit. And along with the preaching spirit, how they lovingly serve the deities. How they honored the most basic, simple details of Vaishnav culture. They serve prasad with love. They cook prasad with love. They offered it to the deities with love. This is Kethari Gram. Yes, from the story of Narottam Das Thakur and the pastimes of Kethari, everything we need to know to become perfect in life is included. So let us fall in an ocean of humility in the dust of this holy soil and sincerely from our hearts beg and beg Srila Narottam Das Thakur that he will bless us with a particle of a drop of that ocean of praying that he received from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that we, on behalf of our Gurudev, can share it with the world. Let us offer this prayer. Shri Narottam Das Thakur Ki Jai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai.
श्री चैतुरी ग्राम की जय। श्री गौरंग महाप्रभु की जय। श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। श्री गौरी वैष्णव परंपरा की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंति कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। गौ प्रेमानंदी
महाराज की जय।
महाराज की जय।